Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Welcome to the pod, my friends. We love that you're here. And we love that you're sharing and rating and commenting and reaching out to us on the Matt and Ramona Facebook page or Matt Harris or Ramona Holloway Facebook pages. Squatch is here today with us. Eric Kelly, the second executive producer, is here with us. Ramona is a little beside herself because she doesn't have her phone.
A little? I'm a lot beside myself.
I can tell you are, you could kill somebody in a minute. If things went sideways, I'd put you in front.
I couldn't kill anybody. I wouldn't know how to call for help or how to escape anywhere. You know, I couldn't put on ways to find a getaway route. I am crippled.
I can tell you're a mess. I know you
emotionally,
as long as I've known you,
and intellectually crippled right now by my lack of phone. And I'm ashamed that I am this attached to this device.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you are at level 8, maybe 10?
No. Well, I'm 9.9.
Yeah, well, I was going to give you a break.
It's going to take very little to push me over the edge. Very little.
And I don't know.
And you know what? I can't call for help. I can't even call for help.
We'll help you.
Oh, God. I'm doomed.
Now you're at 9.9.
Doomed.
No. Run away from this place. It is weird, right? How I can feel just churning at you, churning.
Because and I'm not even exaggerating. In fact, I am underestimating this. Every 10 minutes, I have a reason, a really solid reason why I need to check my phone, either my schedule or I need details on something that I have notes on in the phone. I need to make an appointment for today to go see my mom. I need to send this picture to Eric. I have the notes about what I was going to write for the website. It's all in my phone. So
you would pay probably $100 right now to get your phone.
Yes, I would. Yes, I would. There needs to be like an Uber phone.
Uber phone.
But where you can send a telepathic signal
because
you can't contact anybody to do anything for you. My neighbor has a code to my back door.
Okay, but you can't call her.
I can't call her. I don't know her number.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, you don't know the number.
I don't know her number.
If you had a phone, doesn't help.
No.
Wow, that's right.
So the best thing I can do today is hope that the people I need to contact are on Facebook and are monitoring their DMs because I can't contact anybody.
It's frustrating. It is.
I know exactly one telephone number by heart, but yet I don't really have a phone nearby.
So yes, it doesn't really help you.
No.
And I had a thing weird happen the other night. My internet was out. And so the internet company, when I, I call them, it says, go to the website.
Yeah.
But the internet didn't work. How am I supposed to go to the website?
I guess they assume that you've got access on your phone. You've got data on your phone. You're not relying on us.
Service, man. What are you doing here, people? But anyway, we'll try to recover and get through the podcast. But
I mean, have you ever been without a phone and felt anxious about it?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No. See, I come from a very dark past.
Ooh.
Very dark time.
What do you mean?
Where, you know, I was a college student and it was either, hey, phone bill or the light bill. And I chose lights. I chose not have a phone
for a couple of months.
That's different because you didn't have one. If you have access and it's taken away.
There are weekends where I unplug.
Yeah, that's different.
I don't check social media. I don't check text messages. Everyone I know who needs to reach me has a special way to reach me. Otherwise, I'm out. And at those times, I don't have phone anxiety. In fact, I have phone freedom. Phone anxiety comes from wishing you had your phone, knowing that you left your phone somewhere where it shouldn't be, and needing it for various reasons. When I've put my phone on timeout, I have also planned to put my phone on timeout.
Right, yes. It's a big difference. And not if you just don't have it, and you didn't plan on having it. No. That's one thing. Mm. But
it's like a sign. I don't know. When things like that happen to me, it's just a sign that I need to slow down. Like if something happens to my car and I can't get to work, that means I was doing too much or I was planning on doing
too
much.
No, it doesn't. That means your car broke down.
I mean, yeah, but the thing about it is sometimes as human beings, we really are always on go, and it's a lot.
But it's a tool that is needed.
It is a tool that's needed. Right. I'm not dismissing that, but what I'm saying is sometimes it's just a sign that, hey, today is a day that you should just be without that thing that you left. Or
no,
that you
no,
just,
no,
she
no.
is making it without it. Now, granted, she has anxiety.
I'm not making it. I'm not okay.
I can tell she's not okay.
I know that's a woman right here. I can see
but
that.
But here's the thing. If she was mixing it like she missed being on Facebook or she missed being on, something like that, that'd be different. But these are like, getting hold, like, making appointments and.
Having the app on my phone that allows me to sign my timesheet so I get paid.
Yeah, things like that. But.
Like having the director of Mom's Care Home on my phone so that I can make an appointment today before all of the other families take all the appointments that work for me.
But even without needing it, I still was having, I let my
Are kids... they trying to call me and say, hey, come get your mom. Yeah. She put her hands on somebody. We're going to put her on the street. I have no idea.
But you'll find out soon enough, right? You're almost there. But like I even let my kid use my phone the other night. I don't know, something wrong with her phone or whatever. My 11-year-old, and said, go play, because she was playing something against her friends or whatever. But I was without that phone for like 3 hours. Mm. And it was really hard, and I'm thinking, so I finally went over and said, I got to check the phone. Thinking,
she had screen time for 3 hours?
Whatever. Well, I mean, it was just over in another house. She wasn't using the phone the whole time. But she was in a different house.
I was about to say, that's not like something you would do. From what I hear about Amy, I'm not sure that's it's a go. That doesn't sound like a green light at all.
No, but when I went over to get my phone, I expected all these people would want to get a hold of me, but not a damn thing.
Nobody.
Not a text message. Not a call.
I'm going to send you a text randomly.
Let me see who missed me.
Let me see who missed me.
And there was not a damn thing.
And I have to tell remind my friends every once in a while that my child might have my phone or uses my phone once in a while. So don't be like texting me because it pops up on the screen. You know? Bleep you, your mother bleeper, or whatever. And I'm like, man, I'll get back to you.
So that's how your friends
bleep
you?
Oftentimes, there's no one contacting you, and when they are, they're saying bleep you. Yeah. You know what? Maybe you don't need your phone as much as you think
that's
you do.
That's what friends are for.
I don't think those are your friends
at all.
Maybe I think
but, you know, we all have different definitions of friendship.
Yes, we do.
It's time to go shopping for some new friends.
No, it's what's how we like to talk to each other.
Gotcha.
Okay. Get lost. Scram. I don't need you in my life.
Get in the car, loser.
That's
going
exactly
shopping.
Right.
Miss you, Steve.
Miss you, too. XOXO. Avery's like, using your phone. Someone texted. They sent a picture of a giant turd. I'm like, okay, I'll get back to them.
Your friend just sends you giant turds?
No, they could.
He's at that age where his friends are regular.
So they got to prove it.
Like, hey, look, prune juice works.
Yeah, I'm just saying they send weird stuff is what I'm saying. I'm too young for this conversation.
She said prune juice.
Prune juice, yeah. Metamucil, vitamin M.
Metamucil?
Never takes.
Metamucil? What?
No, I don't have a problem.
I can't deal. Oh, my God.
Metamucil.
That's one of those words along with salve. That is just your grandma's word.
Metamucil, man.
Like Ovaltine. Who uses that word?
Metamucil will keep you solid through the tough times.
Oh, oh my God.
That's all I'm saying.
It's too much.
Vitamin M, baby.
Somebody's got a duty endorsement coming his way.
Right. You
got
to prove it, man. Have the vitamin N work for you, great. So I also want to, what a weird segue, talk about secrets of the married folk that we talked about on the program.
Because here's the thing that happened to me right after I got back from my honeymoon. One of our former coworkers from Columbus, Ohio, Dave Kalin, sent me an email. He wasn't able to make it to the wedding, but he sent an email saying, "Welcome to the inside joke we call marriage." And something about that was really scary. Like,
inside jokes are sometimes good. Sometimes good.
It didn't feel good, given how many problems he tended to have in marriage.
Oh, yeah, man. But he was fine. He had a happy marriage. But you do, there are some things you, I guess you become more clear the longer you are in this little area about, called a home for together.
One of the things they say that your friends don't tell you is that your husband will ask you questions from sun up to sun down.
Like what kind of questions? Like
where is the, do we have any, have you seen my, did you eat all of the, did you go to the store for, can you help me find the.
Yeah. Well, you see how many questions I send her on text when I go grocery shopping.
Oh, my goodness.
Lord have mercy.
Don't just say bread. I mean, what kind of bread you want here?
And one of my friends jumped on this topic because she said when she does ask her husband to help, and he's very good about stepping up.
Yeah.
It also leads to even more questions like, oh, can you take the kid to the doctor?
Oh,
sure.
A lot of questions.
And then you know when they arrive because what insurance do we have? How old is she?
It's her birthday. I've even screwed up the birthday of the kid before when I'm like CVS or something. It'll be like, oh, it's May 80. Dad! I'm just playing.
Just tell me just for jokes.
I got it now.
Tell daddy for jokes when you were born.
I do have a way now to remember it, so I'm good.
And my friend was like, we literally said, we're taking her to the doctor because she's had this rash for 2 weeks. And her husband gets to the doctor's office and texts her, how long has she had this rash? It's like, we said we were taking it because nothing we've done for 2 weeks has made a difference.
Right. I did
2 weeks.
Down. Write it down, man. Write it down. I need to be written down things.
So the questions, those are legit.
That's one thing that we don't tell you. But, you know, we're also, from the guy's aspect, we're going to be mocked and made fun of and eye-rolled when we ask questions. That should be on the list.
We're suffering for not paying attention.
Right.
Aren't you acknowledging our suffering?
Well, it's only
and that statement right there leads us into the next secret, which is the fact that your man is going to say stupid stuff the time. And you can't take it personally. Like when a guy says, I don't remember the things you say, you might want to take that person and be like, really? Like, what's coming out of my mouth isn't important to you?
It is important.
No. Don't take it personally, girl. He's not listening to anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not about you. What? It's a him problem.
Yeah.
Don't take the stupid things he says about your diet or your interests. Or, for example, I'll give you a work husband, work wife situation.
Okay.
Someone in the room brought up the fact that Ramona was taking a couple of days off. And Matt's response was, I don't care.
And I mean, he had no hesitation.
But I meant that as, I'm glad that you're taking days. I'm like, I don't care. Like
Ramona's going on vacation. I don't care.
Well,
literally, that's how it's, I'm just telling you, I didn't take that personally.
I like to blame it on my syndrome. But
I don't care.
But the...
Okay, well, thank you for not caring.
What it meant was that I'm glad you're taking time off, and I am not, like, if I say I care, then it makes it sound like you shouldn't take time off. So I wouldn't want to say, I care.
That is so ass backwards.
Then you would say I feel guilty.
Thank you, Eric.
That made no sense.
Thank you.
Yeah. That made no sense.
See, that's what we're talking about here. Like, some people might take that and be like, wow, like, really? Like,
yeah.
Like you really don't care. I make no contribution around here. No. Oh, she's taking time off. I don't care.
Right.
No. I don't care.
Because it's not like it's the Matt show. It's Matt and Ramona.
But see, I care about half of it.
Period.
So, I have so much guilt about
it. I don't take that personally because I get it. You just say dumb stuff.
Yeah. Because I you wouldn't want me to say I care, would you?
Yes. Well, I mean, that would have been better than I don't care. Hey,
you don't understand how dumb it sounds. Like, you wouldn't want me to say I care, would you?
No, because
that's a natural thing.
It's like the stupidity train is just choo choo.
He missed the train. The train just stopped at the station. He looked at it. He refused to get on. It left the station.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. What I'm saying is, you say something. I tell you I don't care. You say, okay, I'm not going to take it personally. because it's offensive, but what I'm trying to tell you is you don't even want me to say I care.
No.
Well, dude, you're missing the whole point.
Well, see, here, let me free myself from this.
How?
Like, when I take time off, I always feel kind of guilty about it, and you would, if you would say, like, really, you're taking off, I'd be like, oh, no, okay, I don't have to. Or whatever. Don't care so much.
No, it wasn't even said like that.
That's how I would take it.
Nah, you were packing your crap.
This is what this was the tone I should have had. Probably the tone was the problem. I don't care. You can take off whatever you'd like. That's fine. That's what I meant to say.
Well, dude, why didn't that come out your mouth?
But that wasn't even relevant to the conversation we were having. It was, by the way, Ramona, don't forget, Ramona is off, not... Can Ramona be off? Is Ramona going to be off?
I know.
It was Ramona told you last month that she was going to be off. You know, I don't care. I don't care.
That's so you wouldn't care. I only care so, I didn't care so you wouldn't care.
I don't care about you because you don't care about yourself. What?
What it's saying is,
dude,
I'm glad you're taking time off.
Okay.
It's not saying that at all.
In my head it is.
In your head it is. But in real life, it's
so
not.
So next time, whatever is happening in your head, you say, hey, I'm glad you're taking time off.
That'd be better.
Not, I don't care.
Oh. How many times a day or a week my wife says, this is the way you should have said something. I'm like, ah.
And first, also, Matt,
because you say a lot of stupid stuff.
He does. And you know what I'm not going to let him get away with? It's his Asperger's. No, sir, it's a man thing. My mom always used to say, men have selective hearing, and we are just those type of people. We can't help it.
Yeah.
We are going to say stupid crap to the day we die. I promise you.
But meanwhile.
We mean well. Yes, we do. But we are going to say stupid crap all the time.
Oh,
I guarantee we've always done it. It's a whole bunch of stuff we got to deal with that we just, for some reason, can't.
I can't crank up my caring and stuff to the level of
crank up your
crank
caring.
Up your caring. No, 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 sir.
So it's not even there.
He said, I don't care.
But now I got to pretend and crank up. That pretend,
you know what?
To a level of acting like
this sounds like the lawnmower where you have to do all those things at once. You know how you struggle with that. This is him with that lawnmower. I guarantee it.
I get it, Eric. Caring is hard.
Caring is hard.
Caring
is
hard.
He said, I gotta pump it, I gotta hold it and crank it at the same time.
Yeah, well, she's
I
like, oh, look at that beautiful sunset. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Okay.
And she's like, what? That's all you're giving me? So now you want me to be like, yeah, too? I'll be like, woo!
Yay, sun came up. Who cares?
Now I gotta care to a certain level. Caring wasn't even enough in that thing. Like, yeah, that's nice. What? That's all? Yeah, I don't know. I've seen a lot of them. I get it. Sun comes up.
Goes down. Yeah.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Exactly.
No! No, 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 no.
Human beings have trouble caring.
I'm cranking it
about
up.
A sunset or a sunrise.
I'm gonna crank it up. I'm trying. The other day I was like, yeah.
I wonder how many romantic moments you have destroyed in life.
I know I hate myself for it too.
Countless.
I hate myself for it.
Jeez. But we still love you? Question mark.
I don't even know if I hate. Terrible. I'm a terrible person.
I don't care.
Listen to more. You know, whatever. Listen to this. Share it. Care about it. Don't. Whatever.
Be like Matt.
Reach out, Matt and Ramona Facebook page, and we will talk soon.